Words of Coach Kim Mulkey, Baylor women's basketball coach. That was back in November, and how things have changed, not just since November, but just in the past week for sure. But we are pleased to have with us Baylor women's basketball coach, the Big 12 Coach of the Year, Kim Mulkey, with us this morning. Coach, how you doing this morning?
John, I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. What are you doing? What are you doing to to fill your time these days?
Well, it's kind of, I feel kind of bad because I'm doing nothing. As I speak to you, I'm sitting on my back patio and just looking at the backyard, and it just finished raining, and I just sit here and think, okay, how long am I going to sit on this back patio? What am I going to do next? And so just reflecting on nothing really in the world we live, read the newspaper and read a few things online on my phone, and just try to stay busy.
Yeah. It's weird, isn't it? I mean, you don't have many times like this, sometime in the summer, but in the summer you're recruiting for part of that, but you really don't have in your job much time just like this.
Well, you don't. And, you know, after the season, you take a few days to unwind and think about the year and spend some time doing what you want to do, but you're preparing for recruiting, you're preparing for camps, and really it looks like none of that's going to take place either. So we are on the telephone, text messaging, we are allowed to do those things right now, and so the staff, each of them is at home doing those things every day, and receiving lots of emails from Baylor, keeping us updated on things and periodically checking in with the players.
Steven and Q are in here, and we were talking top of the hour about it was 1 week ago, and it seems like it's been 6 months, but it was 1 week ago that y'all were sitting on a plane, right, at Waco Regional Airport and ready to take off for Kansas City and told to hold on, and then eventually got the word, you know, that the tournament had been canceled. Walk us through that. What was that time like when you were sitting there waiting to go to Kansas City, and then the dominoes started falling?
I will, John. You know, I was telling my mother, she's actually in town, came in for the playoffs, and obviously she'll be here for some time. But I said, there are times in our lives, guys, that we will always reflect and say, I bet you can remember what you were doing when John F. Kennedy was shot.
Right.
I bet you can remember what you were doing when the Twin Towers collapsed. I think all of us in sports especially and the world will remember when the NCAA shut everything down, and it's kind of like our world stop. And what will also make me remember it was Cannon, my grandson's 17-month-old birthday.
Oh.
So on March the 12th, we're to leave the Waco Regional Airport on a charter flight going to Kansas City. Of course, you guys, the men, were already there, and we were to leave, and we went through all the, you know, prep for takeoff, had our seatbelts on, we're on the runway, and all we're waiting for literally is for him to rev up those engines, and we're gone. And my phone was on, which when you're on charter, you can leave your phone on. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And my phone dinged, and I looked down, and it was Paul Bradshaw, my sport administrator. And I picked it up real quick, and he said, if you can get that pilot to delay it for a little bit, they're in meetings right now with the NCAA and conference, and y'all might not be playing. So I hopped out of my seat, literally. I'm in the front, and the two flight attendants are facing me, and they said, ma'am, you have to sit down. I said, no, you have to stop this plane. We're not taking off. And they got up, and they were very nice. And they tried to call him, and obviously he's getting ready for takeoff, and I was watching him, and the guy, flight attendant, got up and knocked on the door, basically said, you know, answer this door, and the pilot, they did, and we didn't take off, and we turned back around, and when we turned back around, we sat on the plane for about 30 to 45 minutes, and then got word from Mac. And Matt called me, and that conversation lasted maybe a minute. And he said, everything's canceled. I'll be in touch. And I got on the, what do you call it, the PA system on the plane.
Right.
And told him what was going on. We got off the plane, and of course, the seniors, Lauren and Juicy in particular, were just sobbing. And I comforted them. At that time, guys, all we knew was the Big 12 tournament was called off. And so I told them, go home, just take off, go home, and see y'all next week. Well, little did I know, I haven't seen them since. And, you know, they have their, some, you know, freshmen live on campus and the rest of them live in apartments, so they have all their goods in their apartments and they do have their laptops with them, so they're able to do their online courses. And it's like we've had no closure, John, and that's unusual for us in the coaching world.
Yeah, exactly. And when might that come? I mean, do you think there'll be a time when you can get everybody back together? Or, I mean, it's just a lot of uncertainty right now.
I doubt it. The more I watch this thing unfold, I don't know that I will ever have that locker room visit and closure, because you've got seniors who will move on with their professional careers at some point. But then again, will their professional careers be put on hold? When will they be allowed back on campus? You know, they're used to being in summer school and working out, and it may be that they're not here until the fall. So I don't know. You know, you've got high school seniors that are wanting to come to summer school, and you're having to deal with that situation and tell them, I don't know when I'll see you guys either. So it's just a lot of uncertainty, and we understand that there are bigger things going on in our world. But that's our world, you know. Yeah. That's the world we live in, and that's the one I deal with. And so we're just trying to cope and understand and do all that we're capable of doing.
Kim, we don't want to minimize, you know, what's going on in the world, what's going on right here in Waco in McLennan County in Central Texas. But how did it hit you from your perspective as the coach, you know, of a team that was going to be a number one seed, going to host NCAA regionals, you know, and trying to defend your national championship from a year ago, and all of a sudden, you know, that's taken away?
Well, initially, I still don't understand everything, but initially I wanted and thought it was appropriate to just say suspended indefinitely versus
right.
canceled.
Right.
Bam, right out of the gate. Canceled? Here we are. You're canceling our playoffs. That's 2 to 3 weeks away. You're canceling spring sports. Initially, you know, that's kind of what I was kind of frustrated with. But now as this thing unfolds, I see, you know, it's longer than any of us could anticipate. So that was my initial thought. Now my thoughts are, I'm glad that all of the players, or my players in particular, are home with their loved ones. And, you know, just let's just sit tight, stay out, away from crowds, and, you know, like everybody else, you know, I find it just kind of funny that we have to keep repeating, wash your hands. You're taught that like you're taught your ABCs when you're in school, you know. Teachers teach you, wash your hands every day. And so that was my initial thought, John. And now I guess my thoughts today are what is going on? You know, we live in the greatest country in the world, and I don't know, you guys that are older than me might have experienced things like this, but I've never experienced anything quite like this. I've heard of, you know, the wars from my grandparents, and I've heard of the Depression, and I've heard of recessions. I don't know what I think. I'm kind of confused, and I don't want to use the word scared because I don't live my life in fear. This is a virus, and we seem to want to attach a stigma to people who get this. People don't want this. People don't know where they get it, and if you get it, just share it with everybody and call the people that you've been around, and it's not something to be embarrassed by.
Coach, it was a great season, ended too soon, but boy, so many highlights of your team this year. Your 600th win in 700 games coached, and again, headed toward a number one seed in the NCAA tournament. I remember Juicy's NCAA record, 14 threes in that game. You had a lot of highlights in this year. It would have been fun to see it, you know, play out and get all the way to the NCAA tournament and hopefully the Final Four.
Well, John, we will reflect on that and never, ever diminish anything diminish what we did. But we would be that way anyway. If we were in the playoffs and we lost and didn't win it again or even make a Final Four, we would reflect on it and keep perspective. This just makes you wonder, what if? You know, what if? How far could we have gone with this bunch again? And I think later, as all this calms down, I think in the coaching world there are very few times where, God, you just have that chance. And I think of Scott Drew's team, and I just think, golly, you know, here he was on a roll and maybe his best team ever. And selfishly, I know we've done it before, but sometimes you think about those coaches who this was their first chance to maybe do something they've never done before. And then you also keep perspective. This isn't life or death, and that's what we're dealing with in the world today. Is that people, because of the virus, that may not have died at an age that are going to die. But again, you got to keep living. I'm not going to hole up in my bedroom and not go out. I'm a yard person, so I'm going to have the best looking yard in Waco by the time this is all over, because that's what I'll do, spend my time in the yard.
You mentioned camps. I guess you don't really know yet if you'll be able to have your camps that you normally hold in the summer, do you?
No, we canceled our banquet. Our banquet, which is a big deal, as you know, have 1,000 to 1,500 people there every year. So I canceled that, and we'll get that out there soon. That is usually in April. Like this year, it was April the 14th. So that's the next step, is to cancel that. And then just kind of watch as things unfold. But our camp is normally held in June after the high schools are out. And from what I'm watching, you know, it wouldn't surprise me as I said, unfolds, that ends up, you know, having to be canceled. But we have not canceled it yet. And same way with recruiting. I'm sure in July that Nike and a bunch of things that, you know, we attend, they're like us. You just kind of, I don't want to say in a holding pattern. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, we're kind of anticipating all those things will be canceled. But again, we don't have final word.
Final thought, nice honor for Kaylin Rice yesterday, one of the 30 under 30 coaches. Great recognition for her. And then prior to that, the step up incorporated honor for Coach Bill Brock also. That's nice recognition for your staff.
John, it's deserved recognition. And you guys have heard me many times when I speak and acknowledge my staff. I am blessed to have a staff that keeps me in the game longer. They each have a responsibility, and they bring so much to the table. Kaylin, Bill Brock so deserved what he's getting, because, you know, Bill's been with me a long time. He quit his job at Grayson, you know, Community College, and came and took a chance on me building this program, and he's been with me a heck of a long time. He's in charge of all scouting reports. I don't spread it around where I want to hear a bunch of different voices. He's in charge of defensive matchups, so he knows me inside and out, and he's so deserving of the award that he's going to get. And then Kaylin, I watched her grow up here at Midway because McKenzie, they played together, and I just saw something in this kid. Like, this kid is a natural coach. Even when she wasn't playing, I could see her do things on the floor, and I thought, I want that kid in my program. And she is young enough to have an analytical mind and use analytics. You know, that's the big thing now in sports, but yet she's also very knowledgeable of the game, that she can see things unfold on the floor. So she's a rock star in the making, and I'm very blessed that we have her. And, you know, Satya Messer was a head coach, and she's in charge of recruiting. I could name all of them because they all do so good with what they do. And they're just very loyal. They're very good. They love Baylor. All of them love Baylor. And they take good care of me.
Well, it's a great staff. It really is. Congratulations to all of you. Well, enjoy that time with Cannon a week after his birthday, and enjoy that yard work, Coach. A little extra time in the yard here in March.
Well, if y'all need anything done, in your yards and there's not many people at your house because we can't be around big crowds, y'all just give me a check and I'll go get your yards looking pretty, okay?
There's a good offer. Appreciate it. Great to visit with you. Thank you.
Hey, John,
yes.
And congrats to you on a new grandbaby.
Oh,
how
yeah,
about that
thank
little
you.
Boy?
2 weeks old. 2 weeks old today, in fact. So a lot of fun. Nothing like it,
well,
right?
You tell Ty and them to let you see him and that this too shall pass. And they need to write this in his baby book on what the world was like when you were born, big guy.
Man, isn't that the
Enjoy
truth?
That grandbaby. Q,
thanks,
y'all
Coach.
Be good and stay safe.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. Good to talk to you.